John Gard says the proposals that have cleared the state assembly this year merely fulfilled promises Republicans made on the campaign trail.
We stood for election. We ran and we promised we would do this. And the mark of our team and why our majority has grown 7 elections in a row is we follow through on what we promise.
But the speaker's methods have hardly gone without protest. Assembly Minority Leader Jim Cruiser says Republicans have rushed their agenda through the legislature without concern over whether it may actually contain some holes. Meanwhile, they've ignored Democratic pleas to take up issues like raising the state's minimum wage.
They get an A for politics and slant, and they get about an F for the way of life in the state.
UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says Gard's approach is a little unusual in that it's normally presidents or governors who lay out 100-day plans. That said, Heim says he likes Gard's tactics because they keep lawmakers focused.
Government isn't exactly overly quick these days. They tend to take a lot of time with budgets, a lot of time with things in general, and a lot of times things don't get done because of that.
But Heim says that doesn't mean Gard's ambition will translate into new laws. While the speaker's Republican colleagues have followed his lead in the assembly, he's had a rougher relationship with Governor Jim Doyle. The state's top Democrat is likely to veto much of Gard's agenda. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.